Hi guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I'm back on the last day of Race Plan. Here at Sugar Hill Church, we've invested in 20 of these podcasts for you to be able to find your groove, to build a race plan for your life. You can put a pedal to the metal, you can find your groove, stay in your groove, and win in that groove. I want to ask you to do a couple of things today. One, I'm going to ask you to take a piece of scripture and let it sink deep in your soul, and where you can begin to apply this in your life. When I was 8, my granddad gave me my most cherished possession. He gave me a small Bible, leather bound, that today looks like it's in tatters, but circled, underlined, arrowed, and pointed to was this one piece of scripture in 2 Timothy 2:15. And it says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." Now, when I look at that, I think to myself that this is what we're to take seriously. And when we build our race plan, when we find a groove, what we're doing is we are literally doing our best to present ourselves to the Lord, to God. How? As a man approved, but in what light? A worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So in other words, what the short version of that text is that you're a man that is willing to work, to strive, to present yourself before God as his son, and as a man of God, trusting that you could become a man after God's own heart, as King David was, and you'd be approved by God. How? As a worker, somebody who takes this seriously, who has no need to be ashamed of their life, their decisions, their voice, anything, their actions, and that we would handle the word of truth, the scriptures, the gospel, we would handle it in such a way that it would be, in God's eyes, righteously, rightly handled. One of the ways we do that, guys, is to assess where we are in our journey. The path to transforming ourselves into extraordinary men and men that are on this path, that are in the groove, begins with an aspiration to become all God wants you to be. But guys, listen to me. We never get there if we don't have a clear assessment of who we are. We need to honestly and sincerely assess our current state as a man of God, as a leader of our home, as a man of the Word of God, comparing it to the ultimate goal that we hope to achieve in our leadership capability. So ask yourself how strongly you reflect the traits of calling and contentment and character. What about this, where we've talked about it in the last couple days, about being crafted, about being prepared? You see, this type of self-assessment, this internal inventory, if you will, is a crucial part of becoming that guy who's in the groove, and you really do have the pedal to the metal. Listen, guys, our culture is besieged with feel-good, instant gratification messages that focus on outward achievement and external pleasures. But guys, rare are the times we're told to look inside and catalog what we find. But this introspection is necessary for every guy who wants to be all God wants, who wants to be the kind of guy that exceeds his potential. And it's necessary to do it more than once. Self-assessment should start. Guys, the truth of who you are ought to be your friend. It ought to help build some coordinates. In my truck, I can get into my truck and I can push that OnStar button, and somebody from out in the world somewhere says, "How can I help you, Mr. Allen?" And I'll say, "Can you get me to someplace?" And they will ask, "Would you like turn by turn directions?" And I'll say, "Yes, please." And you know what? The first thing they do is they determine where I'm at. When they determine where I'm at, and then they determine where I want to be, where I should be, then they can give me directions. But you know, directions that don't take into consideration where I'm at, those are only partial. What if they just sent me a list that said, okay, 85 north? Well, if I know the path, that's great. But as we continue to develop our lives and move forward to take on what God wants us to be, where we hear and answer his calling, where we find ourselves contented as we try to become more like him, and we're content with the little he gives us so that we might be content with the much that he would give us. When we see our calling and we see our contentment, when we recognize we're going to be men of character and integrity and humility, then we have this process. Let's be crafted and coached in such a way that we move forward. That's what 2 Timothy 2:15 is all about. And so, guys, the best place to begin is also the most important, your spiritual life. How are you doing spiritually? Do you have a daily time with the Lord? Are you actively developing your knowledge of God's Word? Are you engaged in a ministry within your church? Are you involved in serving our community? Guys, as an extraordinary leader who's trying to become a man that is all God wants you to be, well, here's the need. We have a need to exhibit strong spiritual qualities as we walk through this life. Men, your spiritual growth is the starting point for every other leadership aspect of your life. And you say, well, why? Because if people don't see you growing and maturing spiritually, then what reason are you giving them to follow you? As you grow and mature in your walk with Christ, you'll retain freshness in your life that will keep your followers interested in your leadership. When you set a poor example of following Jesus, you're giving him no reason to bless your leadership, to bless what you're attempting to do, and you're giving your followers no reason to follow. Guys, just to stay in the spiritual realm for a moment, do you know your spiritual gifts and are you actively using them in your personal ministry? Guys, I've seen a lot of men that either don't recognize their gifts or are trying to use the gifts they don't have. Guys, make sure you do that. Guys, figure out your personality, and I can help you with this, guys, if you'd like me to give you a DISC assessment on how you're wired in your temperament or spiritual gifts assessment to figure out what it is that you're all about. Guys, I want to encourage you to do that. So as we end this time, let me go back to 2 Timothy 2:15. You ready? Do your best. Now, guys, that's the standard. Do your best to do what? To present yourself to God as one approved. A man approved before God. Can you imagine God taking his seal of approval and stamping it on your life and saying, this is my boy? Then you're going to be approved as a worker who has no need to be ashamed. Guys, if you took the life lessons over this last week, would God give you the seal of approval to say, that's my boy? He can live unashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Guys, it's been an honor and a joy to walk you through these 30 days, these 20 different lessons about what it is to build a race plan for your life and to be able to find your groove and stay in your groove. Guys, jump on this, stay in this, build time. Use HeReadsTruth.com, download that app, get it on your phone, but also listen to our weekday podcast, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And I promise you guys, the more we saturate our soul with the presence of God and His Word, the more you'll find your groove. Guys, thanks for the privilege. Take care. Bye now.